Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of the sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We are excited this morning that we are here again because the Lord has chosen to give us another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Many were here yesterday, last night, but they are not here now. They have crossed over into another dimension. We don't know if they're either in the good place or bad place, but they're no longer here. So we are grateful. We are giving our Lord and our Savior honor and glory for another opportunity to be in the land of the living and to get things right that we wasn't able to get right on yesterday. We are going to play a few worship songs. And when the woman of God gets here, we will bring her in. But we are going to worship for a little bit to set the atmosphere for the Holy Spirit, because he loves worship. He loves worship. Glory to God. Let us just go in there.
Your voice, freedom, joy.
You get me up. Nobody else can do it. You are lifted on high. Are you walking, Apostle?
Thank you.
Jefferson, are you ready?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. I already prayed for you. Come on in. Come on in. Let the Lord use you.
Thank God for this opportunity again, amen, to just talk about my Lord, amen. And the pastor already have prayed, but I ask God, hallelujah, he do the speaking. Hallelujah, he do the speaking. Not merely, let merely decrease where he can increase in me, in Jesus' name, amen. My subject this morning is the fire of the Lord. Some people might say, what a subject. But whatever he gives me, that's what I speak. Amen. Talk about the fire of the Lord. And my first scripture is coming out of Exodus, 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse. Amen. Can anyone hear me? Pastor Linda? Apostle Linda?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, maybe Pastor Linda got cut off. Okay.
No, she's...
Thank you.
She's still on the line. She's still on the line.
Okay, okay. Open and read. 3rd chapter of Exodus. In the 2nd verse, he said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. We're talking about the fire of the Lord. Amen. God always have a way. He have a way to get his people in the position to really know who he is. Hallelujah. And we know all about the story that when God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, and the Bible says, he said, and he looked it, and behold, the bush burned with fire. The bush was not consumed. Hallelujah. Anything God got to do with it, it won't be consumed. And the word of God says, a great name I am. So we know his name is I am. Hallelujah. His name is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. And it go on and go on and go on. But I'm talking about the fire this morning. And he said, proceeded out of fire. Reveal this to the almighty power. And God is doing that today to his people, those that will receive him out of a pure heart. He will reveal to his people today that he is that mighty burning fire. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to my 2nd verse is... I'm going to go to Psalm 104, then I come back to that. 104. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 104 right here. 104:4, the book of Psalms. He said, who made his angels spirit? It's ministry of flaming fire. He'll talk about a God, the fire of God. He made his ministers of a flaming fire. Hallelujah. Because we know, according to the word of God, his word, God is fire all by himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going on as right now. I'm coming to verse 10. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings 18. And the 39th verse. Is it right here? 1 Kings 20. 2020, I'm sorry. When I wrote with a pencil, like 1839, okay? Praise God. 39, right here. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their face. The Lord is God, and the Lord, he is God. It was talking about Jehovah. The Lord is God. He's God. He is Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that was King 1839. Okay. And now I'm going to Matthew. Praise God. Matthew 18. Matthew 25th and 41. 25th and 41. Make sure. That's what I got. Matthew. Okay. 25th chapter and the 41 verse is saying, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand. He said, depart from me. And we know everybody going to depart from the fire. It's going to be the goat. Amen. He said, men, you crucify until everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels. Amen. I'm still talking about the fire of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going on down, and then I'm going to say what God tell me to say. Mark 9. 9 and 43. Right here. 43. Talking about the fight of the Lord. 43 say Mark 9:43. It says, and if your hand offend you, cut it off. All right. It is better for you to enter into life maimed and having two hands and go into hell unto fire that will never quench. Oh, one corner. You got that? My soul is off. Fire will never quench. Okay? Or if you get in that hellfire, we know there's no way out. But I'm talking about the Lord of fire. Hallelujah. And I go to my next verse will be 1 Corinthians. Okay? 1 Corinthians 9 and 3. 1 Corinthians 9. And then we'll talk about Jesus a little bit. Nine chapter in the third chapter in the 13th verse. Okay, now I got it. Praise God, praise God. Third chapter, third verse, third chapter 13. Now, he said, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because he shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man work what sort he is. Amen. I'm talking about God fire. God fire. In order for us to get God fire in our life today, we first going to have to accept him. And we got to repent of our sin. We got to walk the word daily. Amen. Because God is a consumer fire. And if you got God on the inside of you, amen, and you walk in fire, you will not allow the fire is so strong within you that when Satan come with all unbelieving, telling you something that is not true, you won't be so easy to get cast on to it. So many churchgoers today, they say they got God. The only way to have God, they got to have his consumer fire, because the Bible says he is a consumer fire. And we know fire will burn up everything that not like him. Hallelujah. And he already told us, because we are fire, because we got him on the inside, our work, hallelujah, we're going to be doing the work of God, not of the work of the enemy, which is the devil, because he said our work will be tried in the fire. What sort it is. What is good, okay? And, you know, we have a good work going to overdo our bad work. And the bad things are the things that we have done before we knew him. Hallelujah. But we got the consuming fire on the inside. Hallelujah. We got everything that we need on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. He says, because it shall reveal. He's going to be revealed by fire. Amen. And even today, in the life of the believers, people are supposed to see fire what's on in us. They're supposed to see fire within our personality. Hallelujah. Because if we is truly born of the living God, amen, we're going to walk right. We're going to know how to treat our family, our friends, people that we meet pass away. We're going to know how to meet them. Hallelujah. And if that fire is not in us and we pretend to have Jesus, no, we don't realize we can turn so many people away. That's why it's so important that people really, when they read the word, they apply the word in their life. Hallelujah. It ain't enough just reading his words, hallelujah. But the main thing he said, repent of your sin. Mm-hmm. He said, take up your cross and follow me. And when you have taken up that cross and followed Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, God is in your heart. You is a consumer fire. He said, my ministry are a consumer fire, hallelujah. And then you, as you walk daily, somebody's going to see the Lord in your life. Hallelujah. Even the ones don't even profess him. They're going to say, there's something weird. They use that word weird. No, it ain't nothing weird. It's something great. Hallelujah. Because the fire that's on the inside, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes you can't be still, hallelujah. And so many people, and when I say still, I'm talking about witness to Jesus, telling somebody about Jesus, hallelujah. You can't sit there with your mouth closed because you got the fire on the inside. Hallelujah. And then again, that fire will make you love right. It's so many people sin in the house of the Lord. And we know God is love and that God is a consumer fire. And you can't stand your sister, your brother, sin right across you. There's something wrong with that fire you got, honey. But that fire you got, it's going to be burnt. But the fire I'm talking about, it will never be burned. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. It continues to burn on and on. It, as it's doing in every believer's heart today, I'm talking about the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know in the natural, in the world, there is fires and fires and fires. And the firemen, sometimes they can put it out. Sometimes they had a hard time putting it out. And you can take that as the devil. Hallelujah. up a little, and it been got big. And people don't even know that the devil is operating their spirit. But I'm talking about God, the fire of God. If you got the fire of God in your life, hallelujah. And I'm not saying that you won't make no mistake. But one thing about it, I know for sure. Hallelujah. That fire began to burn, and you'll find yourself throwing your hands up or just saying, God, forgive me. Take that out of my heart. Because ain't no uncleanness going to be in God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the fire burn up everything that not like you. Hallelujah. Not like him. You know, when we see things that we can see in the natural, some people homes catch on fire and it'll burn up everything. They don't have nothing left. So when God gives people in this life, in this walk of life, the old man, the old sin, he gonna burn up on the inside of us. We don't have that making. We ain't going to praise in this thing. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to take something that don't belong to us. Hallelujah. What we have, anger and meanness, mean spirit, we have love. And then somebody say, wow, this person has changed. I remember when this person was so mean. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about fire of God. Fire of God makes the difference. The fire of God will let somebody else see a difference in you. Amen. I'm talking about the true fire. And that true fire of God is love. Hallelujah. That true fire will move hate. Hallelujah. That true fire will make you talk right. Hallelujah. That true fire will make you live right. Hallelujah. The true fire, hallelujah, will keep your mind out of the gully and put your mind in the word. You know, even as Jeremiah said, he said, God, word, you have to get that word down in your belly. Hallelujah. Once it gets down in your belly, hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hey, somebody even talk about the word. Hallelujah. Oh, that fire began to move. You can't be still. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the fire of the Lord. When you truly got him on the inside, you just can't be still. Hallelujah. You're going to wave your hand. Are you going to pet your feet? Are you going to say, praise be the Lord? Hallelujah. You're going to say, glory to his name. I'm talking about when you got the Lord on the inside, that consuming fire, the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the important thing. That is the important thing that man got in this earth. That's the only thing. And we got to repent. But you know, people want to jump over their repentance. Huh? Hallelujah. You can't get nothing over if you jump over his word. Huh? Hallelujah. Because what you're doing, you're being disobedient. Hallelujah. And hey, you can't be disobedient and got that God that consumer fire. Hallelujah. Because dark and light don't fellowship. Hallelujah. Sometimes you wonder, not trying to be judgment of each other, but you wonder, oh, you say you are God. Hallelujah. And you're doing these things. Hallelujah. But what we got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Because we realize it's so many people in this earth and the scales are still on their eyes. And we know that consumer by God. Hallelujah. He has shown up in so many times and so many situations. Hallelujah. Some see, some eyes come clear, but some still are blind. But we got to still cry and tell people, hallelujah, we need to come out from our sin and be separated. I'm talking about the fire of God that when he gets in the hearts of men, I say he'll burn up everything. Hallelujah. You don't mind being a witness. So many people today is saying, I am a Christian or I am a believer. But then why aren't you getting on the telephone? I know the vibe is all around here now, all around the world. But even when the vibe, before we ever heard anything about a vibe, you could even find a person to get on the telephone and call nobody. You could even in the church, hallelujah, although the pastor or preacher, We used to see people stand out in the churchyard and they still talking about Jesus because that fire is still kicking down in our belly. They begin to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, people ain't got time now. Hallelujah. They got to get over yonder, where I use the word over yonder, and to whatever, giving them that pleasure, of the pleasure of the world. But I tell you, all these things will be done away with. Only everything we do for Jesus going to last. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the fire of God when it gets in your heart. Hallelujah. I said get in your heart. It'll make you live right. Hallelujah. Ain't no slew footing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't no 12 o'clock high snack that you want to say. But it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. The living God. The God. A consuming fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I do a good God to praise this morning for that fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, when I think about him. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes I find myself sitting down just praising him. Oh, I know this thing. I'm up. Hallelujah. I'm up giving him some praise, because that's what he's looking for. He's looking for praise. Hallelujah. He's looking for somebody to worship him. Everybody's so busy. So they say they're so busy. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has gave me everything that man needs. Hallelujah. All we got to do just believe. Hallelujah. Accept his word. Hallelujah. We can help and God can satisfy us. Hallelujah. Because if we might just have a little and we know that consumer fire got all power, it can make into a lot. Hallelujah. But people still hard-hearted, and they want to have half of Jesus. And you ain't going to buy them up. You ain't going to cut them up. Or you want to have all of them. Or you'll have none of them. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a consuming fire. God's word is a consumer fire. Hey, the fire of God, hallelujah, is burning, hallelujah. It's been burning, hallelujah, from eternity and generation to generation. And so many have got connected. And so many has been separated. Glory be to God. I'm telling you today, God wants to come back. Come back to him. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Give him some testimony. Hallelujah. Tell hallelujah. Because God knows everything everybody does. Because the word of God says his eyes run to and fro. And we know God's eyes, so according to Revelation, hallelujah, he got eyes and fire is running to and fro, up and down the earth, hallelujah. And when he see your testimony, have you went and fed somebody was hungry, hallelujah. Have you went to clean somebody's house was sick, hallelujah. Have you went and gave somebody a bath that wasn't able to bathe themselves? But we say, I got it, hallelujah. You got to make sure you got that real fire, hallelujah. Because that real fire, it's going to burn. It's going to burn each and every day of your life. It's not going to burn Monday and skip Wednesday. Oh, because Wednesday, I got something to do. I ain't talking about that fire. Oh, because everybody that's not like him going to find themselves in the eternal fire with hell and brimstone before it's over with. Don't talk about the fire of God. Hallelujah, the righteous. Hallelujah. We need to get this thing and let the Bible say it. Hallelujah. Not get a little bite. Hallelujah, but get that bite. Hallelujah. We need to get everything that he said that we can have. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the fire of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know, glory be to God. When he came, hallelujah. And he in the book, hallelujah, and with the fire of his fingers, he wrote the Ten Commandments. And you know, go well, if this fire had that much fire in that finger, what you think about him all over? Hallelujah. When you
hallelujah.
Think, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Really, somebody, put your mind focused up on him, I declare, before you know it. You're going to be doing something. Hallelujah. You're going to be walking and talking. Hallelujah. You're going to be throwing your hands up and giving some praise. Hallelujah. That's why I people get angry. But after a while, you think about it. You say, God, forgive me. I ain't have no reason to let that person and the things that person said make me angry. This is a trick of the enemy. And I bind him up in the name of Jesus and that spirit of God. Hallelujah. That spirit of God. God began to move in your heart, hallelujah, to move in your heart, take that person's mind out your mind and things that person said, because you are God. You can't hold nothing in your heart. People hold things in their heart 10 and 20, come on, 50 years and more. But you can't do that and be a child of God. That fire will make you walk upright. Hallelujah. That fire will make you love right. I'm talking about the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I don't understand, but it ain't for me, because God said in his word, hallelujah, these things will be. Hallelujah. But he told us that we keep our mind steadfast upon him. Hallelujah. That we meditate on his word day and night. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Come on, man.
I mean, if you're serving that God, hallelujah, the Lord God, answer by fire. I'm talking about fire of God. And the fire of God is his word. I'm talking about that word is in the earth, hallelujah. And then he went on to say, hallelujah, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word. And you know that word is a consuming fire. And you know good and well, if that word going to stand, hallelujah, when this world is on fire, you know that's a fire that will not be burnt. Hallelujah. You can't put that fire out. Hallelujah. And just talking about that fire, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
name.
Okay, she was so happy.
No, my God, my God. Hallelujah. People don't have some. I'm saying some people, because he got some people serving him. Hallelujah. I said, he got some people, hallelujah. And they ain't talking about no 5,000. I said, he got some people serving him. I'm talking about the one that won't take our time. Oh, because people's are, so many people have messed the minds of people. So many people have planted so many bad seeds. Hallelujah. So many people don't even believe, hallelujah, that God is a consuming fire. So many people today. Thank you, Jesus, because the pastor has said, hey, I'm so glad, time. God ain't going to judge me by my pastor. He's going to judge me, child. Hallelujah. What he put before me, what I received or rejected. Hallelujah. Because every tub got to sit on his own bottom. Hallelujah. But so many people sending me praises either on the internet or on the phone with these pastors is planting bad seeds. And when you plant bad seeds, you telling people something contrary to the word of God. And they'll tell you, you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that, because Jesus is a loving God, and God is a loving God. And don't you believe nobody, God going to put you in the lake of fire. He was getting people there. It's a shame. No, I say, oh, that part is right. God ain't going to put nobody in the lake of fire. Uh-huh. It left up to the individual, whether you're going to believe or not. Hallelujah. Whether you're going to live according to God's word or not. Hallelujah. It's going to be left up to the individual. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a consuming fire. I'm talking about fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. It stands assured today. Hallelujah. That fire ain't went out. That fire is not going out. Hallelujah. I'm telling you about fire. Hallelujah. And people are being destroyed. You know, again, I think about when after the children of Israel, hallelujah, when they made it, as they made it in the wilderness, it was in the wilderness, and because disobedience, hallelujah, because of their mommy and grandma, they stayed there in the circle 40 years. And people are doing that today. They going around in the same. But you know, after you made a circle and you like started the natural, your eyes are open. Don't continue to get in the circle. I'm talking about the circle of sin, until you get wrapped tied and tangled all up in it. Your eyes should come open. You ain't being successful to what you've been talked about and talked of. You ain't, and you saying yourself that you was a believer, and you saying what the way you going, it ain't nothing happen. You ain't seen no belief. They'll let you know you need to turn around. You need to turn around now. That's what the Bible said. He said, we repent. You turn around. You turn around from the old man to the new man. Hallelujah. And then God come in your heart, and you will have the fire of God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Hey, I say here, it'll burn up everything. Hallelujah. It'll burn up everything. Everything you try to let come in, it'll still burn, because that fire is still burning. Long you stay with the Lord, stay in his word. Hallelujah. Being a worship of him. Hallelujah. Praying. Oh, glory. I'm not talking about praying for yourself. Hallelujah. You need to pray for somebody else, because somebody else, maybe don't know him, or somebody else don't know how to get to him. Hallelujah. Somebody else may don't believe as you believe. It ain't a matter, long you give them what the word of God say. Hallelujah. And continue to give it. Continue to give it. You know, as a man in the natural, as he's digging for a well, when he dig, he don't find water. But if he keep on digging, I declare, hallelujah, he's going to find some water. He's going to find some water. And that's why I'm talking about that consuming fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whatever you're looking for in Jesus, you're going to find it if you stay there long enough. Hallelujah. Ain't so much how to Jesus. You got to do what you're going to do. No. You got to get to know him. Hallelujah. You got to get to know him. The only way you're going to get to know him, you have to spend some time with him. Hallelujah. I'm talking about some time with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have that personal relationship. Hallelujah. So when you talk about Jesus, I remember a long time ago, a lot of old people be talking. I just be sitting there, and all of a sudden, they started rubbing the arm, and they started shouting. I used a woman as a child. What in the world are folks moving for? Hallelujah. Why did they can't sit there and just talk about it? No. Whatever. If he in the inside you, he's going to move you. Hallelujah. I ain't never seen nobody come in. They got Jesus stiff as an iron board when you put him up. Something wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. I said something wrong. Because if you got him here, he's going to move you. He's going to move you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. My God. I'm talking about the fire of God. And we need the fire of God. And let me tell you, it's a fire. Fire is in the world. All in the world. Hallelujah. That's a fire. And we know that fire is the fire of that devil. Hallelujah. The fire that we go through in the earth. Hallelujah. Things happen. Every time you turn around, somebody gone on the other side. The world, the other side. The life they live and the service they give, that's the side they're going to be on. Hallelujah. Because if they didn't leave him with the fire of God, hallelujah. Hey, my God, they ain't going on God's side. But I tell you, according to his word, if you leave him with the fire of God in you, you're going to go, your spirit going to go back in the bosom of God, which one gave you. He the one gave you your breath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the fire of God. We need that fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about people are going through the fire in this earth. Trouble. Confusion. People are so messed up. And what's so bad about it? They got so messed up. And when the right one come and try to tell you the right way, they don't believe. Why? Because they got their mind messed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's time that we settle down and get in the word of God and let's get in the word and apply the word to our heart. And as the song said, study the word and be ready when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Be ready. The fire of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know God said it. He said it. It's going to be his fire going to come up on this earth. Hallelujah. But I ain't talking about that now. I'm talking about that fire of the devil, but then I know the fire of God going to come. Hallelujah. Because, you know, he told Noah, hallelujah. We know he told Noah, and so many people don't even want to talk about that. When they start talking about, God love us, so he ain't going to put you in hell. No, he ain't going to put you in hell. You're going to put your own self. Hallelujah. Because he gave you a choice. And the choice has, you can choose the fire, or you can choose the dark side, which is hell. Hallelujah. If you don't repent, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, he told Nora, he showed Nora that rainbow sign. And he said, Nora, it ain't going to be no water, but it's going to be fire next time. And we talk about that fire, or the man's going to be in hell fire. But I'm talking about in now in the spiritual earth, and God is a consumer fire. We have the fire of God here to keep us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, to just teach us how to love each other. Glory be to God. There's so much hate in the world. Hallelujah. Sometimes it makes you wonder. Sometimes people talk to you so ugly, and you can approach them in a nice way, and they can talk to you so ugly and make you wonder, well, why did they say that? I just ask this, because the Bible says the love of many has rich coats. People hate you without cause. People hate you because when they look at you, hey, glory, they ain't looking at you. They look at that fire. Glory be to God. And that's that devil looking at that fire. I can't stand you, devil. Hallelujah. But that devil, he telling you, if you cry Jesus inside of you, he can't stand you. Hallelujah. So we got to learn, and though we can't take these things to heart, how people talk and say about us, we can shake it off, because that fire, we got that fire, we can shake it off, because God got it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So much going on in people's lives day by day, and somebody writing God a letter, and he's telling this and telling that, hey, put the stamp on, and he sent it. I'm sending in mail, but I said, he already got it. You don't have to write. He already got it. You just open your mouth and just release it. Release it in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Just tell him. Hallelujah. I tell you, he'll fix it for you. Hallelujah. If you want to live right, I said, he'll help you live right. Glory be to God. And whatever you might be yourself in, and you feel you can't get out of, I said, you tell Jesus about it. Hallelujah. I ain't telling you. Yeah, glory be to God. Go out there and skylight nobody's name. Tell Jesus about it. I said, he'll fix it. He'll fix it for you. I'm talking about fire of the Lord. We need that fire. It's very important. And some people don't even think about it. They don't want no part in it. They said, it's not that. It's all you have to do. Just come to church and pay your tithes and love your church members. The other person's church. Hallelujah. They got so much God. So they just only try to help their church member. What about a stranger come in there and say, I need some money for getting some food? They'll turn you around. What church do you belong? I'm so glad that the God I serve that answered my prayer, he's going to ask me what church I belong. When I'm telling him I'm hungry, he's going to feed me. And glory be to God. And he's going to come to feed me again and again. If my heart ain't right with him. And in the meantime, he's going to begin to minister to my spirit. Why don't you serve the one that's feeding you? Hallelujah. Why don't you serve the one that give you water, huh? And then that wake me up in the spirit. And then I'm going to get concerned. I'm going to get me a Bible. I'm going to start to read in the Bible. And if I can't understand, I'm going to go or call some preacher. Will you explain this verse? Hallelujah. Or then, hallelujah, if I ain't getting my answer, I might call another. But I said, God, that don't seem right what they're saying. And I'm getting down on my knees because the word said, if I ask, I shall receive. And God, I want to know the way to you. And I know he will reveal himself to you. Ain't no doubt about it. He will reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the word of fire. I'm talking about the word of the Lord is fire. The fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said the world needed today. It's important that the world receive it today. Hallelujah. And I tell you the truth. And if you don't turn around, you don't repent, I tell you, according to the word. And I'm giving you the word. I said, hey, will you give up? Hallelujah. And then some people say, why you say that? Because the word said, get in the word and stir it. If you don't live for God, there ain't no other way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then you can go back and think I'm lying and just think about those people, how they stay in that wilderness 40 years. Hey, I think the Bible says when it ended up with 8 souls that made it to the promised land. Let me tell you, don't let nothing get in your way. Hallelujah. I said, don't let nothing get in your way. Stop running around in circles. Hallelujah. Stop going around in circles. Instant words and ask God for a revelation knowledge of his words. I'm talking about God that he can fix everything needs to be fixed. But one thing about it, you know, so many people don't want to fix it. Oh, they want to hold on to it. But I'm talking about the one that wants to make it on the other side. And when I say the other side, I'm talking about the right side and not the left side. Hallelujah. And he left up to each individual. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to force nobody. But Paul said, I persuade you, you need to make the Lord your Lord, glory, and the King, your King, hallelujah, make him, hallelujah, that fire on the inside of you, hallelujah, because he's real today, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And when you talk about him and you can feel that fire, hallelujah. I say if you call and you call on Jesus, I say he'll warm you up. He'll make you hot. Hallelujah. I say why you be looking for a fan? If you ain't got no fan, you'll take your hand and try to wave and get a little air. I'm talking about a consumer fire. Hey, glory. Sometimes you can't get your mouth up because, hallelujah, because he'll got on your tongue. Hallelujah. And some people get mad because you're talking about Jesus, but let them get mad all they want. I'm going to tell somebody about my Jesus. Hallelujah. How he picked me up one day. How he turned me around. Hallelujah. I'm talking about my Jesus, that consuming fire.
You can put it here.
Every time I was going through, hallelujah, didn't know what to do. But right. See, I talked to him all the time, but I said, in the situation I was going through, hallelujah, you know, sometimes I was hurt so bad, and I have talked to him. And I told him, hey, well, he had to teach me. I had to wait. Because there was something he was doing. But in the meantime, I'm so hurt. I'm so broken that I just want to go and drive up in the river. But the Spirit of God said, no. Say, hey, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
I call you out. Say, as you testify on me, hallelujah, somebody's going to see Jesus. Somebody's going to see Jesus. Life shall be changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, the most sure. I said, life has been changed. Hallelujah. And I praise God for the life that I have seen. He allowed me to see. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, I kept on holding on. Hallelujah. When the devil wants me to turn it loose, that fire, I had got a taste of that fire. It's good when you get a taste of God. Oh, he's good. And you don't want him let go. Hallelujah. I said, when you get a taste of him, and I kept on. Oh, that taste made me got hungry then. Oh, I got more hungry and hungry. And glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Until I got hungry for him. Hallelujah. And I began to, glory be to God, to continue to step out on him. Hey, glory be to God. And sometime, hallelujah, me and my elder will go visit a church. A spiritual church. Sometimes they will have outside town people will come in, the apostles will come in, and they were preaching. I just sit there and just speak their word. I just speak their word. And then, down in his service, and he was saying, he was talking to the congregation, and he said, if we stretch out on Jesus, he'll stretch me within us. Glory be to God. And that thing, that word, that stuck, and it will not leave a heart. Hallelujah, God. I'm talking about, hallelujah, I held on to Jesus because he is that fire. He's the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. His word is fire. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Knowing that we got to have a fire, the fire. And that's why, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, hallelujah, we got to have that fire. We got to have that consumer fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the desire for you to come on in. Hallelujah. He's still standing with outstretched arms. He's saying, come. Hallelujah. And the devil shaking his head, telling some people, you better say, oh, yes, I am, devil. I'm tired of walking in your tracks, and I want to walk in the tracks of the man that is able to pick me up, and I don't have to walk no more. He'll carry me. I'm talking about the hallelujah, that fire of the Lord. And you got that fire of the Lord. I say everything to make everything all right. Sometimes we allow hallelujah. Allow you go through different things in life. Sometimes you don't understand. You just don't understand. Well, God, I know I'm saved. God, I know you love me. I just know that. But while you're lying on this and while you got it going so long, they seem so long. So we know what the word of God says. Yeah. He said, one day like a thousand years. But let me tell you one thing. If we just continue, stand there, hallelujah. I know sometime, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. For 45 years, huh? I said, I had to stand there. Glory be to God. And I ain't going to tell you I was smiling. I'm telling you tears, hallelujah, were running down my face. But I had to stand there. Why? Because God had a reason. You might say, oh, no. But I said God had a reason. Hallelujah. He a loving God, and he going to do what he got to do. Hallelujah. Because if a soul is involved, he's going to let you go through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There was a soul, and souls was involved. Hallelujah. And he always put me on the scene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And to tell them about God. Hallelujah. Glory to my white and black. Hey, glory. They're sent for me. Come on. Come on. Pray for me. And I'm going to lead them in a center prayer. I don't care if they've been led before, because I know sometime to then they say, oh, I said, hallelujah. Pressure got in the way. And hallelujah. And when I tell them to repent, and I lead them in a sinner's prayer, hallelujah. And when I tell them, God said, oh, glory. They'll believe it. They'll believe, God said. They'll believe it. How they believe it? Because they begin to share with other people, to share with their family member. I'm telling you about Jesus. And when a soul, God is getting a soul ready. You know, that some people's harder than others. I mean, to me, they're hard. You can preach your way. Hallelujah. You can show them every way. But they ain't going to receive nothing for you. No, not that then. But sometimes God has to continue to work on their heart. Glory be to God. And I say he's going to work now. He's still working. He's still working on somebody's heart today. Hallelujah. This thing ain't done overnight. I see he's working on somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I said, thank you, Jesus. We got to still hold faith to the word. Hold faith to the word. Now, God, you said you's a consuming fire. I know you can burn up everything in the life of your people. Hallelujah. But remember, he said, hallelujah. You ain't going to burst in. You got to be willing to come in. And if they really come in, and then I'll come in. And I'll stop with them for a while. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God, the Lord. Hallelujah. I cover the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need it. It's in our heart. This thing is real. Hallelujah. We need to lay aside everything that's not like him. Hallelujah. Trying to hold on. Trying to hold on something. And it's not going to profit nothing. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. True repentance heart. Hallelujah. Thank you. Right now, I'm going to turn to Acts Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 2. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. That make your heart, I tell you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Okay. Next, that's the Acts 2, 2 and 3. Yeah. I'm talking about the fire. Oh, God, word is fire. Hallelujah. It says, third verse says, and there appear unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. See, I'm talking about that fire. That's to get in you. And then go better come up in your mouth. Hallelujah. And when you talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. And then he said, and it set upon each of them. It's up on you. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't care how many it be. It would be 1,000 a day. I said, and you come to him with that pure heart. I said, hallelujah. It was set up on you. It's proper tongue. Like as fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. I'm talking about fire of the Lord. And I tell you, we need that fire of the Lord. And then it goes to Acts 2:19. Thank you, Jesus. He said in his word. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will show wonders in the heaven above. He doing that now. Signs in the earth being doing that now. And fire. And vapors with all that is taking place now. Hallelujah. And you can look at it kind of way you want. God is doing what his words say he'll do. And people need to open their eyes to see. Hallelujah. But I know he was talking about in this chapter, the day of his spirit, the day of his spirit. Because his spirit is in the earth. All we have to do is to receive it. Receive it in our heart. And as I just read, the spirit of the tongues of fire will sit upon each of them. Amen. And that's what we need to do, receive him. Hallelujah. The day of his spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord. Fire is real. And somebody else, you might call it something else. But I'm calling it a fire. I'm calling it what it is. Jesus, the word of God said God is a consuming fire. So I'm talking about my God. I'm talking about my God. I'm talking about my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's my provider. Hallelujah. He made ways for me out of no way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm talking about my Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. My Holy Spirit, because it's mine, because he gave it to me. Hey, he said, what he has. Yeah, he's going to give it to us. God gave it to him for him to give it to us. Hallelujah. Up to us, so we receive it. I say it's mine. I say he's mine, Jesus. And you say he's yours, too. Hallelujah. He's big enough to share the whole world. Because he's big enough to die for the whole world. Hallelujah. But we got to serve him according to his word. Hallelujah. He's not going to accept it. No other way. He's not going to accept it. No other way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the Lord. The Lord. And we know the Lord is God. But I'm talking about the fire of the Lord. The fire of the Lord, because that fire is in the Lord. Hallelujah. That fire is that power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That fire in the Lord that can speak, man will live. He can speak and man will die. Hallelujah. He can speak. Hallelujah. If you're lying down, you can get up. You can get up. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, we can't get up. And even as the body of Christ, if we commit sin, we can pray to our Father, and he will forgive us. And we can get up again, hallelujah, and start our work back over. Start what we left off, hallelujah. Keep on being a witness for Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, all we have to do is repent. I said people don't want to repent. To us, that's the easy thing. But some of them, they involved in situations that don't want to let go. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, if you allow him to come in, truly come in, you'll be so willing to let everything go that not like it. You might say, oh, you saying that. I said, if he come in the right way in your heart, I'm saying, you'll be willing to drop everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he would even just let you see his eyes, the fire in his eyes, put God in my mouth. If you just see that fire in his eyes, hallelujah, you'll be willing. But I'm so glad today that those that have let him in, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, somebody prayed for me one day, and I came on in, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to preach about Jesus. We're trying to tell you he was crucified that you can live. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of the Spirit. He's the Lord of fire. Hallelujah. And he will burn up everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He'll burn up. Oh, glory be to God. And I still think about Jeremiah says, word like fire shed my bones. And I said, wonder why did that fire get in his bones? Good God, because your bones on the inside, that will hold this flesh up. Hallelujah. Because if we didn't have no bones, that's when he had nothing to hold on to. He had to put his fire somewhere would be safe. When he put it in the hearts of men, his fire is safe. Hallelujah. And then they ain't going to be ashamed. They're not going to be afraid to talk about their Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They ain't going to be ashamed to be a true witness. Hallelujah. Not a witness Jesus to somebody. Next 5 minutes, you got a bottle turned up to your mouth. Hallelujah. And then tell you, oh, God don't care about me, don't you? As long as I go to church, then I got news for you. A church building ain't going to save you. If that church is not in you, you ain't going to be saved. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. The church has to be in me. I'm talking about the right church. Because there's a lot of church. Some of the right church. And that right church is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My, of the Lord. Some people say, well, that was a long time ago. We live in a new world, age now. They don't take the same thing to for them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it does. Hallelujah. And every person that God has made all the way through this Bible, he let us know that he is a consuming fire. He let us know on the right side, his side. He let us know on the left side, the dark side, that's the devil. And we can go back from Genesis to Revelation. The people that didn't do right, we seen how they end up. And the people that did right, we seen how they end up. Hallelujah. Hallelujeah. I'm talking about the Lord, the fire of the Lord. And we need to get him. And we need to stop playing around because time is winding up. We don't know what the next minute is going to hold. But one thing for sure, if you get it right with Jesus, it doesn't matter what the next minute holds. Because one thing about it, if you leave this earth with him, oh, glory be to God, we going back with him when he comes. And if we leave this earth and don't have him, I don't care how much the preacher get up there and preach, try to satisfy the family, but you know they ain't live a righteous life, and you know they had lived a very hellish life. and you're the kind of preaching in the kingdom, it ain't gonna work. Glory be to God, because he's only the righteous, only but the righteous. Yes, Lord, that's the only but the righteous shall see God. Yeah, and when you take that last breath, and if you ain't gave your heart to God, you can pray from night and day. It can't change. It can't change. Hallelujah. We got to serve him. Hallelujah. While we're alive and have a right mind. Hallelujah. And then if we live according to the word, yes, if he calls us, we'll be with him. I'm talking about the Lord. In the Lord. The fire is in the Lord. Hallelujah. And according to his word. And you can go back over these scriptures. Hallelujah. And then I'm on. It's a consumer fire. Praise God. Praise God. Look at my people today. You know, a lot of people, they continue. They don't care how much you preach Jesus to them. Hallelujah. That God, the answer by fire. They still living a defeated life. They are living a defeated life. But they don't see it. They don't see it. A defeated life. You know, that's just like, and I don't know why God brought this to me. But, you know, really, I ain't criticizing nobody to believe me because, you know, I have watched a little Alabama football people. I really know. I laid that up. I just call them out here, hollering, screaming. I'm about to lose my breath because I didn't know, but two other people, you know, that played for the team. But I wasn't looking at them. I'd be looking at the whole team out of Alabama, you know, just because I live in Alabama. I wanted Alabama to win. But just then, the Lord put in my spirit. You know, so many people buy those tickets. Some of those tickets are very expensive. And whatever, you know, how close you get, it's very expensive. But think about it. Whatever team it may be, and you who waiting for your team because you want your team to win. Team loses. You walk out of stadium, you heartbreaking, some of them are mad cousins, but they ain't stopping nothing. They ain't stopping us. But you hard, you know, your heart is breaking because why? I wanted my team to win. Now, my team lost. Now, and the Lord just said, and I'm just saying you, we just put in my spirit. You might don't look at things like this. I think this he put in my spirit. He said, that's just like people today. Some serving me, some serving Satan. Whatever you put more into, the one that you put more into, that's the one. But the one that put more into the team, and I'm using 18, I don't know. Nobody else team. And I'm serious. I'm not interested in ball game. I just know Alabama because I live here. If you put in another team, and you'll put everything you got, that team loses. Oh, yes, you'll be hurt. That's the same way it's going to be. When you live your life for the devil, and when you die, and you look your eyes in hell, you're going to be hurt. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. But I wouldn't tell nobody to put their faith in no ball game. I tell you, put your faith in Jesus. I know it's an activity for somebody, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Long as you serve God, long as you do what the Bible says, hallelujah, you can love any team. Oh, no, I guess some people say, well, you get called a different state, that's their team, but still, you know, because I'm not a football lover no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just put that little extra time I was using because I met a little old lady once, and me and her became friends, and then she started telling me about watch Alabama with her. Watch Alabama. Then sometimes she couldn't get him on her station. I would get on my telephone and call her to tell her Alabama was in front. Or either Alabama behind, but Alabama picked back up. But I thought about it one day. This is precious time I can use to Jesus, not sitting here hollering over somebody run up down the field. Hallelujah. Then it got nothing to do with my soul salvation. I got to get in the Word. Hallelujah. Because more Word I got in me, the more I'm going to live life for Jesus. Hallelujah. And I had to just separate myself. See, when you see yourself, that's how it'll make you separate yourself. That's all I'm saying. It'll make you separate yourself from the room. Right. Hallelujah, God. I praise him. I said, it'll make you separate yourself from the room to the right. Hallelujah. And people still, so many still want to. So many still want to hold on to that wrong way of life. But I'm talking about the fire of Lord. The fire of God is going to move. It's going to move. Oh, yes, it's going to move. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn to Revelation now. Hallelujah. And I told you God was a consuming fire. Mm-hmm. He's a consuming fire. And in everything, he says, the fire of God will consume everything that is not of faith in Christ, in him and the Father. Consume everything and not of him. And on the way, I constantly say, Paul is the object of our faith. It's supposed to be. Now, we serve a God of a consuming fire. He is that fire. He is that fire that I've been talking about. He is that fire. He let us know, okay, in his own time. Uh-huh. He's going to consume everything that is not the faith of Christ in the soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Revelation, the 20th chapter, praise God. 20th chapter. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And death, he's the one that disobeyed Jesus. Death and hell is the place where you end up at. Hallelujah. He said death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And every wicked person of all ages, and he ain't been older than a child, even though that all ages, with the word that, this was a death and death. We're talking about an eternal separation from God and the lake of fire. One way we can be with him, we got to be obedient to him, to what he said, by the fire of the Lord. When you talk about the fire of the Lord, or when you talk about the Lord, you're talking about fire. And you are together. But when you be in separated, hallelujah, you're going to be separated from God in the lake of fire. Hallelujah. And the 15th, so the 14th and 15th says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life. See, I said again, so many people don't even want to talk about them because they've been they were taught of the wrong doctrine, the fake doctrine, amen, some of the book of life, uh-huh. If you ain't found, your name ain't found, I'm saying, I'm putting it because that's in other scriptures, your name is not found in the book of life, amen. You will be cast into the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. There is no way out. There is no other way out. The lake of fire. And the Bible was saying, if a person continues to believe in false doctrine. And you know that a lot of false doctrine is going through the earth today. I say going through the earth. People are grabbing hold to that false doctrine as you would grab those that like, I put that way, those that like beautiful things or whatever it can be, anything beautiful, something you like, you will grab hold to it. Or you're going to try to grab hold to it. The people are grabbing hold to the false doctrine, and they accept it. That that's their way. They can be a part of this false doctrine. They can do what they want to do and still say they got Jesus. Well, God is the truth and the devil is a lie, you know. I just ask you, get into the Word. Study the Word. Study the Word. How you talk about this false doctrine. And this going on all over the world. They are not believing. They're not believing the truth. Hallelujah. And all they have to do is just repent and give God their life to the Lord. Uh-huh. And people will repent to the Lord. They will be cast into the lake of fire. The same thing this word says. Hallelujah. You're going to be cast into the lake of fire. There is no other way. Amen. I am still talking today about the fire of the Lord. And you need to let that fire of the Lord get off in your heart and do some changes in your heart. Do some repentance. Hallelujah. Fall in love with Jesus. And if you fall in love with him, you're going to walk upright. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some folks say, well, I want to do right, but you know, he just hard. No, it ain't hard. It ain't hard. You need to rebuke or get somebody to pray for you. That have the faith in God. Rebuke that spirit out of you. That's the trick of the devil. I don't want to turn loose. I want to know what's holding you back from receiving the fire of the Lord. What's holding you back? What got hold to your life that you don't want to turn it loose? Good God of mine. I say, if you get a taste of him, you'll be glad to turn it loose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, the work of the flesh, and they find that, you can find that in Galatians 5:19 and 21, 21st verse. Galatians 5:19, 21st. Shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. And you know if you're in that lake of fire, you're in hell. You're going to burn forever and ever. Hallelujah. Nothing you can say to get you out. Nothing nobody else can say to get you out. Hallelujah. Because the Lord gave us a way out. And his way out, the fire of the Lord is the way out. Receive him. He is our way out to eternal life. Hallelujah. The fire of the Lord. Praise God today. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to praise God for giving us a way out. Hallelujah. So some people feel like they're in a trap. They can't get out. Hallelujah. Feel like they're in a net. Hallelujah. Some of you are in a net. Too. He'll say, if you pray while you in that net, God will deliver. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will come in and burn that net up. And speak the word. Hallelujah. You tie it all up. You fall out that net. Hallelujah. You go, if you are sincere, run and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you will have that God to answer by fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we got to continue to stay in God's word. Hallelujah. Because we don't know. We don't know. Until you turn around, somebody leaving. And we want to be ready. And all we're trying to encourage today, each and every one, That's why we come on this line. I praise God the opportunity that we have to come on Block Talk Radio through Apostle David Callender and his lovely wife, Nancy Callender, giving us the opportunity to share the word of God. Amen. Something that I have said, amazing, hallelujah, touch somebody's heart and make somebody want to change, make somebody want to get closer, make somebody want to truly repent, hallelujah, make somebody want to have a desire to be used by him. Maybe somebody tell God, I've stayed out there too long. I want to come in on your side now. Hallelujah, Lord. I throw my hands up, Lord, and say, here I come, Lord. Save me. Hallelujah. Somebody tell him, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be obedient, Lord. I know I have said I was going to be obedient. I was disobedient. But, Lord, give me another chance. Hallelujah. We don't never know what the word of God word to do. Because I'm talking about the word of God, it's fire. And that word will burn up everything just like this. He knows when that heart is truly, hallelujah. He knows and he will accept if you be honest that God work on me. God, I want to serve you, and please, God, help me. God, this I'm involved in, this woman I love, or this man I love him so much, God, I can't tell you. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Out of your mouth, but not out of your heart. Because supposing the Lord take him out of the world, and you'll find out. And I'm not saying it won't hurt you, but you'll find yourself going without him. Amen? So you can go without him. You can go without him. You can go without him now. But I'm not necessarily talking about a woman or man, but I'm talking about following God. I'm talking about the God that answered by fire. I'm telling you to follow him. While there is still chance, amen, while you still have the opportunity, hallelujah, you need to make your mind up and say, Jesus, help me. I want to live for you. Hallelujah. I want to be a witness. Hallelujah. Some people just say, I want to be a missionary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to be no pastor. You don't have to be no prophet. You don't have to be no apostle, no teacher. You can be witness. Nothing like a true witness. Hallelujah. And you witness God will. He said, hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the fight of the living God. And I'm talking about how people, they are lost so much. And they bleed so much from people. They won't get in the word. Hallelujah. You need to get in the word. Get in the word. Stay there. Stay in the word. And then you stay in the word and apply the word to your life. You will be ready when Jesus comes. You shall be ready when Jesus comes. Because there's nothing planted but that fire of the word. Huh? That fire of the Lord is planted down in your heart. Hallelujah. I said that fire of the Lord is planted in your heart. Hallelujah. And you'll love your fellow men. Hallelujah. You will treat them as you want to be treated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about proclaiming eternal destiny of Christ. Tame that. We got to continue. Go after that thing. I know. It's the end. It's the end. If I stay with him, and in the end, I'm going to make it. And I know if I stay in the booth. But destiny of Satan, I'm going to end up with him, too. I'm the destiny of Satan. I'm going to end up with him. So I don't want no part of the devil. So that's why I'm going to stay on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. I want my fire of the Lord to show up in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if I tell God, Lord, if there's something in my life that you're not pleased with me, if I have done somebody wrong, God, reveal it to me. I don't mind. I don't mind. Apologize. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, the fire of the Lord is a real thing. It's not a fairy tale, hallelujah. It's not a fairy tale that some preacher try to make God's word sound like a fairy tale. Hallelujah. It ain't. It's a real thing. Hallelujah. We got to if we want to spend our eternal life with God, we got to be obedient to his word. And I still say, look, so many people out here telling folks, oh, God ain't going to put, oh, you can't believe that what folks say. God ain't going to put nobody in hell. No, he's not going to put you in heaven. And hell. And, you know, when people make that statement, they are telling the truth. You know, God ain't going to do it. You're going to put your own self in there because you don't believe in the God. If you doubt God, if you deny him, you already damned. But if you receive him, hallelujah, you have life. I am talking today about by of the Lord. And it's important to find out about that God of a consuming fire. Find out how he was burn up everything. That old hatred, that lying tongue, that cussing tongue. He'll take that away from you. Oh, glory be to God. And we hear the old folks used to say, some folks cuss like a satan. I wonder what that was. But that was they talk. And when they cuss, at the time you turn around, they cussing. Ugly words. God will take that desire from your mouth. He will have on your tongue, tongues of fire. Hallelujah. And all you can do, talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just praise God again today. I praise him for the opportunity. Hallelujah. To share what he gave me to share today. Fire of the Lord. And I don't know, but one thing I do know, I've been blessed because I know he's a consumer fire. Hallelujah. I know he got in my phone. I know he's in my phone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. You know, sometimes I just stand up and say, call on the name three times. Glory be to God. You're going to move me. Hallelujah. Sometimes I call on him seven times. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes when I'm going through something and I ask God, I mean, I don't know about nobody else. This is me. I ask God. I tell him what I want. I said, God, if you're going to do it for me, I said, sometime. I said, maybe I said no more shot. Let your anointing flow. My, yes, say. It'll flow through my body. Hallelujah. It'll flow through my body. Hallelujah. It'll flow. My answer be yes. Because I asked him, I said, if I want to do it. I said, some things I have asked. Yes, sir. His spirit. It just flow. That fire. Hallelujah. Now praise God. I praise God. Thank God. I thank God again. I thank God. Because I already thanked him for our overseer apostle, David Callum and his wife, and Pastor Linda Washington. She's an apostle. Hallelujah. She's my apostle. And her husband, Bishop James Washington, and he's my bishop, a man and woman of God that I love. Amen. When I met their spirit, I just love him. And I love the apostle. I met him, you know, I'm a tight person. That's the way God used me. If I get your spirit, it don't take me long to get your spirit. It don't take me long, really. I can just keep on hearing it. I'm going to get the spirit. And I see that love. I see that true God. And that's what I'm talking about. I see the true godly love, that godly spirit in the heart. Amen. And they make me just fall in love with them in a godly way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And right now I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Apostle Linda, she's on the line.
I'm on the line. I Apostle, I'm here. Praise God. Thank God we're here.
Yes, and Lord.
You say glory, hallelujah to the Most High God. We are grateful that we are here today. He allowed us by his grace to be here. And all honor and all glory to God. Bishop is going to do the prayer of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be right with you all. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Apostle Millie, for this wonderful, wonderful word of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
God for his fire. And we'll come back. Apostle Calendar, I'm sure it's going to come in. We're going to do the prayer of salvation, and then if Mother Grant is on the line, we will do. We will have her to read if she is on the line. Amen.
I am here.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do the prayer of salvation, and then Mother Grant will come in, and then we're going to open up the line for comments. Glory to God. Amen.
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 To God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Good day to everyone on the line, saints of God. It's a pleasure to be here on this day in the land of the living.
Amen.
Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Now, for those who have never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. Don't pass it by. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever believes in him shall not be put to shame. Hallelujah. And God knew we were all sinners. Hallelujah. That's why he sent his Son into the world. But God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, but the world through him might be saved. But you see, Jesus is the only way to salvation. And no matter what you hear or see people talk about, Jesus is the door. He's the way. Jesus the way. From the very beginning, and in Genesis 1, it says, it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So he is God, but he's the Son of God. Hallelujah. So we go to the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, and that we find that which we all should know, that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Each and every day we do. And in the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and that the wages of sin is death, the spiritual death. Hallelujah. Do not cross over and be in spiritual death. The wages of sin is death. That's the death, eternal death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we must repent of our sins. And if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is your opportunity. And if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you've become a prodigal son or daughter, you've backslidden, slipped back into the world, you can come out of this dilemma. It's an act of the enemy to coerce you to doing the wrong things that you did before. But now in the book of Romans, confession is made. And it starts in the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 through verse 13. And the word of God says, but what does it say? Well, the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one, for with the mouth one confesses unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. So God is taking up for all of us. He made us all, and we're all equal. Hallelujah. For the same Lord over all. The same Lord of all is rich, hallelujah, to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's a promise of God Almighty. Now, the only way, as I said, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you turn to the book of Acts, chapter 4, it clearly states, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. The Christ, the anointed one. And the next outward sign that you transport this sign to people, you invite them to your baptism. If you've never been baptized, this is the way you should do it, according to the book of Acts in chapter 2, beginning at verse 38. And then Peter said to them, repent, let every one of you be baptized, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. The name of Jesus Christ, no other name. Hallelujah. Baptized for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And he calls us all to himself. Hallelujah. For he is our creator, and we must go back to him. Even if it's in judgment, we must go back. Hallelujah. We don't want to get judged by God and be condemned to hell for eternity. Hallelujah. We want to go with Jesus and live with Jesus for eternity. Hallelujah. And with many other words, Apostle Peter, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, or encouraged, if you will, and said, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received him, they received his words, were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. So I urge you to join those 3,000 souls plus the many billions and billions who have received Jesus since that particular time as the Lord and Savior, and become a true worshiper, a true child of God, a saved child of God. But you must repent, and repentance is not returning back to the wicked things that you've done in your life. Okay, your sins are forgiven. Thank God for his mercy, his grace and mercy, his loving kindness. He has given us a way to eternal salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. So I want to thank everyone who has received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And upon being baptized, invite people to your baptism, strangers, family members, enemies, co-workers, neighbors, anyone. You stop at a traffic light and someone is walking past, hey, I'm going to be baptized. Would you like to come along and witness me being baptized? And by doing so, you are inviting someone to accept Jesus as your Lord and their Lord and Savior. And if you do, and that person receives Jesus, then that soul is accounted to you for speaking the word of God and inviting them to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And ask them, hey, repent of all your sins. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So bless each and every one of you. If you don't possess a Bible, I suggest that you buy a Bible as soon as possible. I mean, even if you don't have one, we have tablets, notebooks, computers, everything electronic. If you can't afford the Bible, but you have a cell phone, you can pull up the Bible. Pull it up to Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 through verse 13, and read it carefully. Say it out loud that you're receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let the enemy know that you're not in his camp anymore, that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to thank everyone for receiving Jesus today, and thank my brothers and sisters who were backslidden but now are back home. And there's a celebration going on in heaven for those who receive Jesus for the first time and for those who have returned home. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Read the scripture every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to expound on what you're reading, and he will lead you and guide you in all truth. Praise the Lord. Now, God bless everyone on the line. God bless you and your children. Keep your mask on. Follow the laws of the land, which they want us to wear masks now, and it's for our protection. Wear the mask. I urge you. I've seen too many people die because they didn't put a mask on them. They were too proud to wear a mask to cover them from a deadly germ, deadly bacteria. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Keep your mask on. Even with family members, they come and they don't have a mask. You know, tell them, well, where's your mask? Ask them, where's your mask? If they don't have one and you have extra mask, give them a mask. They may have just forgotten the one that they had. But can encourage everyone you meet to wear that mask. It's for our safety and the people that we come across who may not even have a mask, or they may not know that they have contracted this virus, and it can be passed on to many of us with one cough or sneeze, and it can go up to 20 feet and we still be affected. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for inviting these people to come and spend eternity with you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that they do. God, I ask you to forgive us for all our sins in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle, it's back to you. Yeah. Pastor Linda. Did calendar come on at any time?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God.
Oh, hello, Mother Grant. God bless you, too.
God bless you for the reading.
You're going to read Spirit, I hope.
Yes. A prophet, what's the lady name who bring forward the word? Apostle Linda. God bless you. God bless you.
Millie, they call me Millie Jefferson.
Yes, okay. Prophet Millie. Okay. Prophet Millie, God bless you on the word that you bring forth this morning. Yes. Deacon Frasier, I didn't hear him, but anyway, God bless him. My reading is for jealousy. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land.
Hallelujah.
This man's servant or maidservant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Deuteronomy 5:21. For where you have ever enemy and selfish, there you find disorder and every idle practice. James 3:16. Or do you think, say without reason, that the spirit he caused to live is us ten towards envy. James 4:5. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeeded in their way, when they carry out their wicked sin. Psalms 37:7. He boasts of the craving of his heart. He blessed the greedy and revealed the Lord. Psalms 10:3. Do not vary a violent man or choose any of his ways. Proverbs 3:33. A heart at peace give life to the body, but enemies root the bones. Proverbs 14:30. Anger is cruel and fiery, overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Proverbs 27:4. And I saw that all labor and all activity spring from man of his neighbor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes 4:4. Let us not become conceived or provoking and enemies each other. Galatians 5:26. Do not wicked enemy a wicked man. Do not deserve their company. Proverbs 24:1. But if you harbor bitter enemies and selfish in your heart, do not boast above it or deny the truth. James 3:14. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be jealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23:17-18. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Luke 12:22-23. And may God add his blessing to his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Grant. I didn't hear all of the reading. I stepped away.
Okay.
But I know that it is of the word of God. You always come with the word, and it normally always line up with the message. But I really didn't hear all of it. But at any rate, thank you, Mother Grant, for coming
God bless
to read for us.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. God's face and his light ever shine upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sure.
What? Amen. I'm sorry, I was distracted for a moment. I know that Apostle Calendar is probably on the line, and we will turn the line back, turn the line over to Apostle Calendar and have him to come in if he's available, and then the line will be open for comments about the word and about Mother Grant's reading. Amen. I will listen to the word again this evening, so I'll hear the reading, Mother Grant. But I know it's always right on time. Amen.
Always. Hallelujah.
Well, I guess the apostle is not available. And so we're going to open up the line for comments. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on in and encourage the woman of God, comment on the word of God, give God some praise, whatever it is that's on your heart to share, you're welcome to come right on in and express yourself. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to all. Good morning to all. This is Evangelist Lila and Joe at the Word this morning. Amen. Encouraging us all that the Word is a consuming fire to burn up everything that's not like God. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Like I said, I enjoy the Word coming from the woman of God. Amen. The prophetess of God. Amen. Prophetess Millie. Amen. I always enjoy her comments on the word, her encouraging words to us. Amen. It's a blessing to have been on this morning to hear that, to just keep continue to make my day. Amen. We're living in a day and age now. We need to continue to listen to God's word, and that we'll be able to go through these trying times. Amen. So it is a consuming fire. Amen. It will clean us up. Amen. We allow it to clean us up. Amen. To get rid of everything that's not like God. Amen. So I enjoyed everyone I've heard. Amen. 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 Mother Grant, I enjoyed her word because the word warns us of coveting.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed that. Amen. Amen. I enjoyed it all as a whole because, amen, the word of God, amen. It helps us to live in these trying times that we're living in. And God knows, we need God's word. God's word to live by. God's word to help us to get to our Heavenly Father one day. Keep us on the right road so we will be able to to our Heavenly Father. And God bless everyone. God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Back in the hands of Apostle Linda, I believe.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, Apostle Linda. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much for coming in, expressing how you feel about the Word of God and giving God that praise, because when we do that, it's really praising the Lord. We come to praise the Lord. And we come to encourage our brothers and our sisters, as we all need that encouragement. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank God that you were on the line today and that you enjoyed the word. Amen.
Amen. And the other day,
I was on, but the
machine, you had a problem with the machine. I was on listening. Amen. Enjoyed it. Couldn't hear me. I could hear you all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's why sometimes I ask for a sound check, because sometimes we're preaching and teaching and saying things and it's not even on. And so sometimes I ask for a sound check so we'll know if we're on or not, so that everybody can hear the word of God. Apostle Millie should be still on the line to comment. Hallelujah. Come on back in, Apostle Millie. That was Evangelist Leela that came to give you some encouragement and to praise the Lord. Amen. That was
Amen.
Me. Leela. Hallelujah. Evangelist Leela. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, Apostle Millie, you know, I don't care who preaching, I always give a comment. You know, I know a lot of times people won't give comment. They're too busy. But I always give a comment, even if I'm busy or not. And I'm busy today because I had to clean my truck out, have to get it ready to pack my granddaughter's stuff in the truck to take it back to the few hours away to take to her dorm. She's already at college. So Wednesday I'll be driving. But I want to tell that was a fire on time work. I like the way the Lord uses you. You know, he uses all of us different, but I like the way he uses you because, you know, I like to say that you, don't take this the wrong way. I like to say that you are a comedian preacher, you know. I like to say that. I like to say that. I think Billy's going to give you something to make you laugh. He's going to put a smile on your face and still you're going to get some education from the Word of God. So that's what I was here. We were just so excited for you to talk about. I was outside, and I was just outside. I think people thought I was crazy. Both to me working on the truck, and all of a sudden I bust up with a big laugh, you know. But I was just so excited. Plus, I want to let you know that I'm getting ready to go to the post office to post your package to you and post Lulu's license for her. So they're all ready. I'm getting noted here right now. To go to do that right now, because I got to take back something to the supply house, some vent, so I can get my $100 back, and I'm going to start to post off at the same time, so I will probably send you a tracking number when I get a tracking number and let you know, but it should be coming to you with the post office, I believe. Okay? All right, so thank you so much for the word. Continue doing what the Lord says. Don't matter what people say. People are going to say everything they want to say because they talk about Jesus. And if they talk about Jesus, they talk about him so much that they put him on the cross. You understand what I'm saying? I know people talking because my nose burns me, my ears itch me. I know people be talking, but it doesn't bother me now. I don't worry about that because I don't live my life worrying about what people say. I'm concerned about what Jesus said. All I'm concerned about what Jesus say. You know, I don't concern, because people are going to talk about you. If you live long enough, they're going to say something either good or bad about you. If you live long enough, believe what I'm telling you. They're going to say something about you, either good or bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you know you're living good and they talk bad, you don't have to worry. Let them talk bad. Let them say stuff. You know, because you know you're living good. Hallelujah. You're living the right way. You're not going contrary to the word of God. So don't worry about that. Just do what God said to do. Do the work of the Father. Hallelujah. Like he was saying, let the fire flow through you. Let the fire flow through you. Be a conduit for the fire. Be a conduit for the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're living right, the fire will flow through you. If you're not living right, the fire is not going to flow through you. I guarantee you, you might have some motivation speaking, but you're not going to have no fire. You ain't going to have no fire.
Right.
You might preach good, you might teach good, but you ain't going to have no fire if you're not living good. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You have to be a conduit, my God, for the fire of God to flow through you. My Lord Jesus, I like when you brought in the boat Noah. You know, see, in the midst of all that's going on around us, we still got to live holy. Hallelujah. Holy.
Hallelujah.
We got to live holy to him. Hallelujah. Because stuff is going to happen because we're living in a world where the people, majority of people, don't want Jesus. Believe what I'm telling you. He said so. You know how he said so? He said the road to salvation is narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But the road to destruction is wide. He said, not many going to find that way to salvation. Not many going to find that way to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Not many going to find it because why? That world don't look too happy. They don't have the music.
Right.
They don't have the women, the half-naked women, the half-naked men. They don't have all them. But on that road to destruction, got all that stuff. Women with the boobs outside. You go to Las Vegas, you see all the women got the behind outside. Got a string just coming right, and call them a clown, coming right up through their behind. They're cracking the behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what I'm saying. The people going over there and paying their money. But the gospel is preaching on the other side of the street. Nobody to cross over. They don't want to go with the gospel. Why? Because that's leading to eternal life. Do you hear what I'm saying? I was there. I've seen this in Las Vegas. I've seen it with my eyes. Ain't nobody told me that. Hallelujah. And
mm-hmm.
the people crowding to go over there because they want to get close to them women. Women got on a bare little piece of thing on the bottom, and the top you can see the nipples and everything sticking up. Not plain. Not sticking up because none is covering their breasts. And people running over there. Running over there because they want to see the women. Hallelujah. They got all them breast implants and all that kind of stuff. And they're running over that side of the street because that's the side of destruction. So when you're preaching truth and living truth, ain't nobody want to get close to you. Most people don't want to get close to you. Only the ones that want life. The ones that want life going to come close to you because the fire burned them. The fire of God burned them and said, come on, it's time for me to burn that stuff for you so I can give you what I got for you. So they'll come over on that side. Because they say, the woman of God over here, she preaching truth. The man over here, he preaching truth. Let me get over on that side. But the other one's going to say, I don't want to go over there. Because I can't enjoy myself. But
amen.
I tell you,
right.
It's real close. It's real close. The day of the Lord is real close. And people better hear what's going on. It's real close.
Amen.
It's real close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Real close.
Get
amen.
Ready. Get your heart ready. Allow God to burn you. Hallelujah. After the burning, you're going to get healed. When he burn you, you're going to heal. After the burning,
amen.
You're going to get healed. Let it burn you. Some folk don't want to get burned. Because they don't want to lose the stuff that they want. But when you lose what you want, you're going to get what you need. When you lose what you want, you're going to get what you need. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? But I thank you so much, Apostle. You preach already. Don't make me preach. You preach already. But, you know, I just love you so much. Sister, I just love you so much. I just thank God for giving you to me. I thank God for giving you to me.
Love
you. You're the one that I really need. You just fill my heart with laughter. You're the sister I need. Hallelujah. God give you to me. You know, because when I put them down, I go down from time to time. I don't tell you all everything, but I go down sometimes. I spread it down. And as soon as you preach, my God, you'll be talking and stuff. I said, look at you. You got this little nugget. This sudden nugget that put a smile on Apostle's face. And I said, thank you so much, Lord Jesus. I said, thank the Lord. So bless you. It's good. So good to hear Mother Grant. Come on, and she read always fit on in. She always fit on in. Even if she hear the word, I don't hear the word, then she do come and read. The Spirit of God is so entwined with all spirit. Her spirit.
Amen.
My God, she has the word that line right up with what you're teaching. The line is open. A lot of people is on the line, so the line is open for anyone that wants to tell Lulu that her stuff is on the way. Tell her that her stuff is on the way. Okay? All right. I'm going back on mute. Thank you so much.
When you finish, I want to thank the Mother Grant and Dr. Lito, right? I want to thank them too. They already have gave me words of encouragement, and I want to let them know I appreciate it. I want you to finish, okay, saying what you were saying.
Yeah, I'm finished. I'm finished, Apostle. I'm finished. I'm getting ready to step out the door so I can get to the post office, and I got to drop to the post office. The plumber supply house to drop back something, but I'm finished. I'm finished. I just want to let you know that I hear you and that I appreciate what you did. You know, I always got to give a comment. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to say something because you're not praising the pastor or the preacher or the evangelist or the teacher. You're exalting the God that's in that person. And a lot of people don't want to give. If they're not in agreement, they say, but I ain't gonna make a comment today, and I'll make it. But any chance you have, I'm telling you the truth, any chance you have to make a comment to the Word of God, you ought to make a comment. Because you're telling God that you appreciate what he has given to his servant. That's what you're telling God.
Amen.
It's not so much about the servant or the preacher, but you're saying to God, God, yes, I thank you for what you have put on the table this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
That even seeing this is making me weep. You said, God, I thank you that you allow me this day to come to your table and eat what you have prepared for me. You understand? That's what you're saying. Oh, take this thing lightly. Man, these people, that if they have an opportunity, they end up, some that's still alive right now in the hospital, laying on the bed right now and can't talk. And if they could say something, they will say something. But their vocal cords are messed up. You hear what I'm telling you? They have been paralyzed in their vocal cords. They can't talk. But while we got enough time to talk, we don't want to say nothing. Because we critique everything that went down, and we think that we know more than the next body. So we critique everything. We don't like how the preacher say and what the preacher say. Well, I don't like this. I like that. And we don't say nothing.
My Lord.
But remember, people over the world are listening. They're listening.
Amen.
They're listening. Yesterday, a man was so excited in Ghana. He wants to send me all of these pictures because he wants to show me. He said, all this stuff is happening. He said, Pastor, I just got to get some information to you. Let me know what's going on. You know, you don't know what we do. We're doing a great work. We are like Nehemiah. We are doing a great work. We are on the wall, people. We are on the wall. Don't worry about them people that are multi-millionaires. You say, well, I'm doing all the work and I ain't got no money to show nothing. It's not about money, son. Daughter, son, cousin, uncle, it's not about money. It's about your name written down in the Lamb Book of Life. That's what it's about.
Amen.
Your name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And if you want to let him burn you, let him burn you.
Yes.
Burn up the stuff that's in us. That's like this world.
Right.
Because all of us still got a little bit of stuff in us that need to be burned up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truth be honest. Truth be told, every one of us still got, you hear what I say? Every one of us still got a little bit of this world in us that need to be burned out.
Amen.
That's where that word comes today. That's where the Lord gave her that word today. We need to allow the fire of the Lord to burn us and stop thinking that we got it all because we got a PhD, because we got a doctorate degree, because we got a BA, because we went to the college, because we, all this stuff, we got all of the cause, you know, all of the cause that we have and we done.
Amen.
We don't want to allow God to come in and burn us. And we don't want to give him praise. Then you praise this body, but don't praise the next body. You elevate the next person, encourage the next person, but don't encourage this person.
Mm-hmm.
Take his sides.
Yeah.
I'm done, Apostle. Apostle, I'm done. You just blessed me today. I just want to let you know you blessed me. And the Lord going to bless
you
even more because you bless his son. You bless his son today.
You.
I tell you, the truth. And I appreciate the word of God. I just want to let you know I appreciate the word of God. There's no if or buts. There's no games about it. I'm not saying that to sound good or make you feel anything. I'm telling you, I appreciate the word of God. And appreciate how
the Lord
uses you with them little sudden nuggets. You know, you be talking some stuff to a father. You be talking. I got to record you for myself. You be talking stuff. I got to get them nuggets. You be putting them little nuggets, them sudden nuggets, little jokes that you put in. My God. Now, well, if you got a shovel, don't use a shovel. All kind of stuff. I be just get so laughing. I said, this woman, God, she knows how to break the bread. And that is good. God loves you so much. And so much is coming. All the stuff is going to be in the mail. I got to go to the post office because while I'm talking, I should be on my way to the post office. As I promised the Lord, I would do that today. So I will talk to you all later. I love you so much, but God loves you more, okay? back in your hands.
Amen. We love you in Jesus. Thank the Lord. Well, praise God for the encouraging word from our overseer, Apostle Callum. He feel funny to me. I know I am a funny person, you know. You know, during the time when the Lord, I was seeking the Lord, when the Lord told me to feed his sheep, you know, me and God had a good talk back and forth, and y'all know what the word say. But I told God, I said, Lord, I said, you know, I just laugh a lot. That is his spirit. He gave me that joy because over some different things in life happened in my life. He gave me that joy, and that joy, I have that joy deep down in my heart, and I am a joyful person, and I do laugh a lot because he gave it to me. Amen. And I just thank God for it. Just thank God for it. And I would say, Lord, I said, Lord, I said, why did you use somebody that don't laugh a lot? No, he told me. He said, that's why I'm using you. He said, God, you can make somebody. I thank God for that because sometimes even through things I say, you know, I don't know what the other person going through or the hard feeling, but, you know, if I can put a smile to God through me, because that means it's the spirit, put a smile on somebody's face, I'm blessed too, and I thank God for it. But also I like to thank Mother Grant. She always come with a beautiful word, you know, an encouraging word. You know, I thank God for that, that she always come in and share what the Lord has put up on her heart. And truly, that is a blessing. That is a blessing because the Bible said we need to encourage each other and not because that, you know, we want people to, you know, prop us up, because nearly we're preaching to the lost souls in this world, because we want somebody that haven't gave their life unto the Lord will repent and give their life to God. Because our thing, and I use the word our thing, I'm talking about Black Talk Radio, we want to hear people being saved. We want to hear people saying, oh, I've got a spirit. The spirit of me want to get another hope to Jesus. Because I want more of him. I want to grow more. And something was said, in your message, just give me a word, gave me an encouraging word. No, pull on him. You pull on his strain. You pull on his strain because, you know, like I said, it watered down in the well. And we know we have to let that bucket go on down there. And sometimes the well is beaten. And although the people that designed it, they put a long change on there. We have to roll it to get down there and get us some water, and we got to keep on rolling, keep on rolling, keep on rolling to get back up where we can get us a drink. And that's the way it is about God. Sometimes we have to keep on, keep on. Oh, yes, I know he's God. He can just step in and do what we want to do, but sometimes he's trying to have a faith. Hey, I'm God. I can do anything, but I'm going to see. Hallelujah. How long are you going to wait? And so I was just blessed through the reading of your word, and I thank you, woman of God. And as I pray that God will bless you and your entire family. Amen. And to minister, I had your name just in mind, just then.
I received it.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Questions of the lady, minister. Dr. Linda.
Minister Leela.
Leela.
Leela. I'm almost like boom, but it's Leela.
Okay, let me write this down so I be calling her. Excuse me, ma'am. Leela.
Evangelist Leela.
Okay,
yes.
You're evangelist. Okay, I had to down. Leela.
Amen.
I just want to thank you today for this encouraging word. Amen. Thank God for you coming on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the word of God. Talking about, you know, as I was saying, the word say it's time that, you know, we get the fire of God in us. Amen. And
amen.
I thank you for your precious time. For, you know, come in to be a listener of this word. Amen. And mm-hmm. give your remarks. Amen. Because
mm-hmm.
it ain't about me. It's all about Jesus. But, you know, it's good to hear that somebody listen to the word, somebody can add to the word, because we are all of a with each other. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Encourage you to come again. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God for you too, Apostle Millie. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now, it begs in the hands of Apostle Washington.
Amen. Praise God. How beautiful to hear the saints of God sharing with each other.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. All the praise and all the honor and the glory. Because that's what it does. Worship God when we come on.
Amen.
And we, when we give honor to those who honor is due, then that is also praising God. Because God said that we should. And we just thank God for you, Apostle Millie, and all of you on this line, all who have shared. We thank God for you. The one thing that came to my mind, Apostle Millie, was that if we don't burn with desire for Jesus Christ, we will burn in hell.
That's right.
Burn with that desire in our heart, in our soul. The more we burn for Jesus with desire to love him, to serve him, to do all that he called us to do, the nearer we get to him and the more we want of him, the nearer we get, the more we get closer. And you mentioned because he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a taste of the Lord and you get a taste of that good, sweet, sweet Jesus, you're going to want more of sweet Jesus. It's sweeter than the honeycomb. The word itself is very, very sweet. And the more we receive the revelation knowledge of God, the more we receive of him, the sweeter it gets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what I'm talking about. I was thinking about the fact that when we have the fire of God in us, we're going to have the Spirit of God constantly giving us that counsel, constantly giving us wisdom. It's called a divine. It's called a divine wisdom, divine counsel. It's really actually the seven spirits of God. Jesus has it, and he gives what he has to us. He pours into us so we can pour out, and that's what you did today. You poured out of your spirit. God laid it upon you, and you laid it on us. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. And we will pray in today that we want God's fire to flow. We want the fire of God to flow through us, and as it flows through us, it'll touch the nations. It'll touch the world. Amen. And you always say, we are a preacher for the lost. We want the lost to come to Jesus Christ. And that's our agenda. We want people to be saved. We want people not only to be saved, but once you get saved, there's much to be delivered from. Glory be to God. You know, we get saved, but we still need deliverance. Amen. Many people receive Jesus Christ, but then there are things that we're still doing that we need to be delivered from. We need that conversion. So I pray today that this word brought conversion for those that weren't saved, that they become saved, and then they become converted to the ways of Jesus Christ, and then we will continue to have the fire flowing through us. Amen. So it's beautiful, and apostles say you make us laugh. Glory be to God. You give us those nuggets, and you do. We feel the joy. We feel that fire that comes through you. Amen. Glory be to God, and we're familiar. Because we have it too. So we're familiar. We know when the fire is there. We know when that person is filled with the Holy Spirit, because we know each other by the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
You said it won't take me long. You said when you were talking about how much you love the people of God, you said it won't take me long to get to know your spirit, because you have the Spirit. You are familiar. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for that. We thank God for this word today. It really blessed my heart. And you bless my heart all the time, all of you. All of you. I'm blessed. I am blessed. And, you know, one of the reasons why I know a lot of times, you know, we talk about how people should encourage. And I think as we say that, I think some people may get the wrong impression that we really just want people to praise us, and that's not what it is. Or that we really desire to be praised, and that's not what it is. That's not what it is.
It's
just glory to God. It's glory to the Lord. That's what it does. It's not that we, you know, again, I say everybody want to
want to feel like I'm doing a good job. We want to know, but we got Jesus to tell us that. We got Jesus to let us know. But then God said that we should encourage each other. But a lot of times people have their own reasons for not doing it, and that's okay. That's okay. You know, we're all right with that. We just want everybody to know that we're all right. We're satisfied with Jesus, and that makes our life so good because we're satisfied with Jesus, and we love everybody, whether you comment or not. Whether you comment or not, still love you. Amen?
Amen.
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 We just like the fellowship. We like to hear you. We like to hear your voice. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's like we're visiting on this line, y'all. It's like when friends come to your house and you're happy to receive them. You're happy to have them come in and have a cup of tea, have some lunch with you. Well, that's how I feel when we're on this line. When I hear my brothers and my sisters, we're fellowshipping. It's like y'all sitting in my living room. Amen.
Yeah.
Sitting there together. And that's what makes it so good. That's all. We just want fellowship. And God loves it when his children talk with each other, encourage each other. And I feel like God said, that's my children. That's my kids. Listen to them. Listen to them. They're there for each other. They're laughing together. They're talking together. And they're giving me honor when they do that. Amen. Because that's our Father. And I want his children to get along and want his children to support each other. Amen. And isn't that how we really want our own families to be? We want our own family to be. We want everybody to get along. We want everybody to love each other. It's not that I think every family, we have some that just don't get it. We have some that that just don't look like they should. But it's the same way with the body of Christ. Amen. But don't it please us when our children come and we're all at the table eating together?
When they come
and we're having conversations together. Well, that's how God wants it with us. It's the same way he desires us to be. Amen. That's how I look at it. I know that's the way it is because that's why he said to come together in my name, in fellowship.
Amen.
So I feel like he's right here in my living room, right here. I'm at my daughter's house now. But I feel like y'all right here with me because I feel you just that much. Glory to God.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I love you all. And Apostle Millie, once again, thank you. I believe I heard Evangelist Lula a little while ago. I believe I heard her on the line. I don't know if she still is, but if she still is, we would welcome her to come in and comment if she's still there. I didn't hear anybody else. I know Sister Anna is usually on the line every day. Apostle Stewart is usually on the line. Apostle said that there are a lot of people on the line. We don't know who those people are, but whomever they are, we say praise the Lord and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, Apostle Linda.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's
COVID has really
broke the people up, broke families up, where they used to be close. They're not close anymore. I'm praying that we will all continue to pray for the family because that's God's heart. The families are, and that's what the enemy have worked through COVID to break the people up. They rather be on Facebook. They rather be on social media than sit down and have a decent meal together. They rather text than let you hear their voice by phone. That's the enemy. But God is not pleased. God's gonna shut it down after a while. He's gonna shut that stuff down. And I will really be glad too. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
rather pass.
This
rather
pass. Every pass is just too sharp at. These viruses, it's not like we never had them before. Way back in 1840 something, there were viruses. In the 1700s, they had stuff killing people. We've had pandemics, and we got through. People got through it.
Yes.
People died.
Oh, yeah.
but we still got through. And I think you're right, the COVID has separated people because people can't just sit at the table in close distance and eat anymore
right.
or be in the same room. We've got to be 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying even further apart, you know,
mm-hmm.
so it kind of has
mm-hmm.
done that. But
mm-hmm.
when we come together, we still do it. We just keep our mask on. And
yes.
when we eat, we just move away from each other now. We're not all at the same table anymore. So it can be done. It can be done.
Yes.
But I believe you're right.
Yes.
A lot of times, you know, because of this virus, a lot of people are separated. But there are ways to be together now. We have the virtual. We have the FaceTime. I remember it was
yes.
months before I even got with my daughter, my family, because of the COVID. But we had FaceTime
yes.
every night. We have FaceTime, we can see each other. So there's ways to do it, you know. And I know y'all doing it too. And it's
yeah.
just good for us to keep in touch. And thank God, God allowed us and allowed this modern technology for this time where we can still see each other. We can still talk to each other. God was in the mix of that too. God was in the mix
mm-hmm.
of that too. But the
mm-hmm.
enemy tries to use it. He tries to use it for the evil, but God is still using it for good. Amen. We got
Amen.
Facebook.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of ways to communicate. And thank God, not only are we communicating as a family, but we're communicating as a God family, and the word of God is getting around the world. Even though the enemy
Amen.
Tries to stop it, he cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot do it because what he plans for evil, God always turns it around for the good.
That's right.
Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. We got God's going to keep peace. God's going to restore. He's going to restore families. We just got to keep praying,
yeah.
like you said, Evangelist Leela. We'll just keep praying for the families, for marriages,
yeah.
for people to heal. And God is still, no matter how bad it gets in this earth, God is still in the midst of things. God
That's
is
right.
still in
Amen.
Control. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Long as we remember,
mm-hmm.
God's in control.
He's
the sovereign God of this universe, and we are blessed. We
yes.
are blessed
yes.
to have Jesus Christ. Amen. Like Sister was saying, we got Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm done. The line is open. The line is open.
Well, Apostle Washington, you know, I always say, you always encourage me. And bless me, and I always say I just love to hear you minister the word of God, and I just encourage you too, and I thank the
mm-hmm.
Lord. I thank the Lord. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Lord, for you, everybody.
You know, I thank the Lord for you, and I look at it to God. Yeah, you got people all over the world, somewhere all the world, and I thank God most of all that He. Put us together because he seemed fit to put us together. And I thank God for your spirit. You got such a beautiful spirit. Amen. And I thank God for a woman of God that you're going to preach what the Bible says. And that's what I love. Preach me what
mm-hmm.
the word. Not,
mm-hmm.
what somebody, not what you have learned over there in some Bible college. When they ain't the season. Just after the finish
mm-hmm.
your faith from the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody that has came on here that I have heard, they preach the word. But understand, it's what I love. I love the word, and I thank you again. I thank you again
for
being
mm-hmm.
such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
In me, because I know I need encouragement at times, you know. And at the apostle said, you know, hey, ain't nobody got there yet. We all striving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my spirit
mm-hmm.
gets down. But, you know, I don't have nobody to call on. Sometimes I just call you and just talk. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I just say.
That's all right.
So I'm going to talk to my Jesus.
Amen.
He's going to give me that, you know, to bear with it. Bear with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I can't stop it, but he can, you know. And so, and that's why we should always encourage people, you know. And you
yes,
just, you have that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I'm so good.
Y'all are some beautiful people. I thank God for you and your husband. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's only the God in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Can't take any credit for it. The God in us and the God in you and all of you on this line.
Yes.
The only way we can be the way we are in Jesus Christ because of Jesus Christ. The only
That's
way
right.
we can love
Amen.
What we love and do
mm-hmm.
what we do for the Lord because of the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And like I said, when we have all of the Spirit in us, Jesus said, what is mine is yours. So whatever he, you know, we got that. We got the Spirit of the Lord in us. And because
mm-hmm.
we got him, we want to do what's good. We want to mm-hmm. lift people up. We want to lift up the name of Jesus first and foremost. But we just want to lift up our brothers and sisters. We want to give them that courage and that inspiration, you know, that we need. Everybody does need that. It's something that's good. You know, when even when I was in the workplace and I had to supervise people, I had to give them what I would want for me. You know,
right.
I had to supervise and still have that compliance, you know, still have that kindness and have that love because that's what I wanted. That's the way I want to
mm-hmm.
be treated. You know,
Thank
and
God.
When you treat people well, when you treat people well, they will mm-hmm. always, they will, most people, when you treat them well, they will do their best. They will
Amen.
Do their best. They will go out their way to do something good for you. Hallelujah. When you treat them well. And that's what God wants us to do. Just treat people right. It's what it's all about. God said, do what's right and do what's just. Do rightly and justly, he says in his word. And so when we do that, other people are going to follow. Not everybody, but there will be others that will follow. And so we just thank God for all of you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for Apostle Calendar. He is full of wisdom, and he encourages us to take care of our bodies, amen, with these herbs and all these many remedies and tips. Thank God he brings that out on this land. Amen. And they work, too. They work. Amen. They work. Amen. Amen. He's concerned about us. Every time he dismisses, he wear your mask and watch around you and do those guidelines. Amen. Amen. So he encourages us by soul and spirit. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. Amen. Putting down those spiritual leaders down, but they don't do research like Apostle Calendar does. Amen. If they do, they don't bring it out like to the people. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. That he's obeying God, giving us the word body, soul, and spirit. Amen. For our body, soul, and spirit. Amen. He's
That's
concerned
right.
about the whole man, about the
Amen.
Whole man. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And he's so God bless you. He's on call. He's on call.
Yeah.
He's the doctor on call. He's calendar, and he's, you know, he's the doctor on call because he always has our best interests at heart. And he studies those herbs, and he knows what's good for what. Not only the herbs, but whatever God puts on his heart, he will do. Whatever he puts on his heart for the body of Christ, he will do. God will make a way for him to do it because he knows that he has a heart to do it. And whatever
yes.
we have a heart to do, whatever God
yes.
put on our heart, we endeavor to do what God says to do. God makes a way for us to do it. All we got to do is say, God, I desire to do that. I desire to be better to my friends, better to my people, better to your people, Lord. and God will give you what you need to do just that.
Amen.
The main thing that we must do is pray for each other.
Yes.
And really pray for each other.
Right.
Because a lot of folks saying they're praying, but they're not praying.
Yes.
A lot of folks saying, I'm going to pray for you.
I'm praying for your family.
But a lot of times they're not. They're just saying it because they want you to think that that's what they're doing. But we know the ones that's really praying. We know the ones that's really praying because we feel it in our spirit. Matter of fact, when people are praying for you, you can feel people praying for you. You can pray for you in the midnight hour. You can feel somebody praying for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because your spirit is in tune with that person. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a lot of people out here that are really not. They're really not. But that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. We're still all right with it. We're okay with it, you know. But we just have to know that it's not genuine. But we got some genuine folks on this line, and I'm grateful for it. Amen. You're right about Dr. Call, Dr. Callender. I call him Dr. On Call. Amen. Soon as he hears something, he might hear something in his voice or feel like you got something, some kind of issue, he's going to start sending you some herbs. You know, so but old people are really using them because, you know, those herbs cost a lot. They're not cheap. They're really not cheap. And I hope that when we get the herbs that we do use them. And, of course, consult with your doctor. Consult with your doctor first because they always, even on the bottles, many bottles, you read it, it'll say consult with your physician first. But you know what? The physician may not say that. It's good. Some of them will say, well, I don't know about that. But one thing my heart doctor told me was that those herbs are not going to interfere with your medicine.
Good.
I told him some of the herbs that I was taking, and he said they're not going to interfere with your medicine. He said herbs are good. Now, that's what my heart doctor said, but he believed in natural things as well. But some of them are not going to tell you the truth. Some of them are going to say, oh, I don't know about that, because they want to push those drugs. So you do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them don't want you to know. They don't want you to know the truth, but just do your research and check things out. I always say check out for yourself. But a pastor's not going to leave us alone. He's not. But if you don't feel comfortable, check it out for yourself. That's all.
Yes.
That's right. It always helps to do that.
What about it?
Yes, it does.
But we take when he sends stuff, we trust him and we take it. And I just, you know, I like to look up stuff too, and I look up a whole lot of stuff. But glory to God. I just appreciate everything that he does. We just got a package from him. The other day we got a package from Apostle.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Saturday. We got something for him in the mail. And it worked. Yeah, he took, oh, my Lord. I'll tell you what, that detox tea, you better be careful when you take that one. Don't go nowhere. If you take that detox tea, don't you go nowhere but stay close to the toilet. I'm telling you. It's going to push everything out that ain't supposed to be in there. It's coming out. So don't go nowhere. Don't go to the corner. Don't go to the corner. Stay close to the toilet. Unless they got a toilet on the corner. Don't go. Because everything's coming out. It's for your own good. It's for our own good.
So what's that? Which one was that? What's that?
It's the herbal tea. It's
herbal
tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good thing to take when you're fasting. It's real good.
Yes, Lord.
When you're fasting and get your system all the way clean. He started it, but I didn't. I didn't start it yet because I know I won't be able to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
One little bitty bag of tea ran him all night. All night long, he had running all night. So best to take it like early in the morning, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Golly. Yes.
You know what? I'm glad he took it.
Yes.
I'm glad he took it yesterday because he had an appointment today to go and do a stress test, and you know, he wasn't going to be doing the treadmill. He was going to be getting the injection. Papa Miller know about it, mm-hmm. and I had a bad feeling about him going take the stress test, because he wanted to take COVID vaccination at the same time. He said, "We'll just do it at the same time. We'll do the stress test, and he would do the COVID vaccination at the same time." But in my spirit, I could hear my spirit, no, can't take that vaccine and that stress medicine that they give you to put it into your body and make your heart race. That's some really harsh medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, this is not going to work. But in the meantime, he was going to go to the doctor. He was going to get the stress test, and he was going to get the vaccine. And late last night, I was talking to Apostle Millie, and I said, that's not a good thing. And he shouldn't take that vaccine and that stress medicine in the same day. Well, he took the detox thing. I guess he thought it was best to take the detox before he takes the medicine for the stress test. Mm-hmm. And he took that. Well, it kept him up all night long. I kept him up all night long, and therefore I said, don't you take a chance and be going. We got to go all the way to New Orleans. I said, don't take a chance. Don't take a chance going because you're not going to make it to the doctor. We're going to have to turn around and come back home. That's how I felt. And besides, I felt like, no, don't take those two things together. If you take mm-hmm. the stress test, don't take the vaccine. But he was like, kill two birds with one stone because they do it in the same place. Well, when mm-hmm. he got on the phone to reschedule, because he listened, and he said, okay, I'm not going. I said, well, good. We're not going to go then. So he mm-hmm. called the doctor, and they told him the same thing I said. No, don't take that vaccine with that medicine.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But he could have killed himself. I'm just saying, we got to listen to our spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to listen to God. That came mm-hmm. to me. I said, no, that's not going to be good. But he said, mm-hmm. killing two birds with one stone. Yeah, well, them two stones and two birds would have killed you. It could very mm-hmm. well be that he would be sitting here right now, because those two medicines wasn't going to mix together. I just had that in my spirit. It's potent.
Mm-hmm.
It's too potent. Mm-hmm. So I thank God he took that medicine, which I told him, I said, don't do it, because you're going to have to come back home. And don't you do it. Don't you try to get to that hospital after you mm-hmm. put that detox up. Sure enough, it was right. It was right.
Amen.
The doctor told him, oh, you don't want to take those two things together.
Amen.
Some people go to the doctor, and they don't tell mm-hmm. the doctor, I had this kind of medicine, I took mm-hmm. this, or I took the tea, or whatever, and they don't say anything. And then mm-hmm. The doctors will give you that stress test or something else. Sometimes they do that because some companies don't care. I'm just being honest. These doctors don't care if you live or die. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
all of them that are good doctors. So I just thank mm-hmm. God that this mm-hmm. didn't go to today, because I believe it would have been a disaster.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is the only way of stopping us from doing things.
Me and
yes.
God, pray, holy.
Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank God
yeah.
for Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
And he
thank
tells
God.
Me, honey, you was right. You was right. I said, well, I know the Holy Spirit is right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know the voice of God. You got to know your spirit. You know, you got to know when God's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Warning comes through instruction.
Amen. That's
yeah,
right.
That's what the Lord is saying.
Amen,
mm-hmm.
Evangelist. That's the truth. Warning comes before destruction. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't hear Evangelist Lula. I guess she's not on the line. I don't hear anybody else. Does anybody else want to make a comment? We're here.
Maybe.
We're still on the line waiting on you to come in.
Yeah.
Please I thought go. I heard Deacon.
I yeah, I just heard him. I heard him
mm-hmm.
just now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
That's something.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Mm-hmm. I heard you. We hear you, Deacon.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Woman of God. Praise the Lord today. We thank God today. It's a blessing to be here. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God for one of you. Like our families, we thank God. And we come in such the name of Jesus, and I just thank God. Every time I have turned to the tongue to hear the word of God. And when we come in and lift it up and come to encourage on the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon.
So much encouraging to say. And I just thank God for what I heard on today. It really was really so much to say. I thank God for it.
Man, thank you.
Deacon, are you busy? Deacon Frazier? He probably had to stop to go take care of it. Sometimes when the customer pull up, he just have to stop talking.
Yeah.
Praise God. So we thank God for him.
Yes, Lord.
For whatever it was that he wanted to say, we thank God for Deacon.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He must be with a customer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
God is wonderful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Okay. Mm. My God, my God, my God. Let's just start right with a couple of calendar. I know he's out there, and I know he's listening. If it's all right with him, have him come back in and let us know whether or not it's all right to close. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody else is coming in to comment, so we can, if he will allow us to close the line and pray the line out. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Okay, would you want me to pray it out now?
Well, I want to know if it's okay with him. I don't want to overstep him.
Okay.
If it's okay with Apostle Calendar that we close the line, we won't close it until we hear from him. I know he's out there, but he can still hear. He's still got his phone, so he's still listening. He's still listening to us. He got his, he's probably got his ears. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I'll text
you, Lord.
Him. Because sometimes he comes back and has something else to say, you know?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure.
I want everybody to pray for my friend Tasha. She was in the hospital, and God brought her home from COVID, and
thank you, Jesus.
She had said that she had said she was gonna change her lifestyle. She was gonna give it to the Lord. You know, he wasn't gonna do the live the same way. So I want you all to keep her up before the Lord, that she would keep with that frame of mind and tell her friends goodbye, tell that life goodbye, and live for the Lord. Amen. Hope she keeps that vow that she made to the Lord.
Amen.
God brought her on. She was near death's door. Amen.
Jesus.
Near death. Amen.
God.
Wow. Young lady. You know, she had that COVID. Several of her friends got COVID. And family. Amen. All of them, she was the only one that went into the hospital, you know. But that was God. That was God that was dealing with her. Amen.
Yes.
Giving her another chance. But remember, Tasha, in you all's prayers. And she'll give her life to the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, let it keep on talking to you. You'll come on in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We'll make sure we keep on lifted up. Okay, Apostle Lily. We're not hearing from Apostle. He's probably taking care of business, getting some things done to mail those packages.
Mm-hmm.
And so you all go right ahead and pray or whatever the Lord put on your heart. Let's just close.
Okay.
You've been up studying. You need some rest. So
okay.
Go ahead and close us out, please. Thank you, Sheila, once again. And all of you, thank you once again. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Father God, Jesus, excuse me. We just thank you, Lord, for this day you have spared our lives. We thank you, God. And, Lord, we can't close out until we ask that you bless every soul in this whole wide world. Missionaries all over the world in some places. Are those that hearing your word somewhere or other, Lord, let them harden not their heart, but let them repent of their sins and ask you to come in. And I know you're coming in according to your word. I know you're saved according to your word. Hallelujah, Lord, because you died that we may be saved. You died that we could have salvation. And God, I just thank you again for this day, for the opportunity to share your word. And I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless each and every person who's on the line, Lord. And I ask you, God, to meet every need, Lord. I ask you to draw all of us closer to you. All need to be drawn closer to you. I pray for Deacon right now, the blessing upon his life in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will supply his every need according to your riches and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray for Apostle Ellen, Pastor Washington, and Bishop James, and Evangelist Lila. Hope I got it right that time. And And I ask, oh, God, that you continually, God, to keep us lifted up. Hallelujah. You keep us lifted up, and we're going to continue to lift you up in Jesus' name. And let the word of my mouth, at the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Matt. Thank you to all of you again. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Bless
amen.
You.
All of you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you all. God bless you all. You know I love you, but you know God loves you more.
Yes.
Stay focused.
Yes.
And stay connected. And stay committed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Stay connected and stay committed to that. Because that's what it's going to take for us to make it. We got to stay committed and stay connected.
Yes.
And submitted.
Amen.
Okay. God bless you.
Amen.
The packages are on the way. And Apostle, go back, go on. Apostle Washington, go on the site and listen to what they're saying. I got an email from Evangelist Tina today, so I don't know. Just you and I didn't get to listen to it yet, but you can check it out. Okay. And
all right,
Apostle Jefferson, you might have to sign for your packages because I'm not going to tell you the cost because that's not important. It's expensive, so I put a, what do you call it, insurance on it. Okay.
Well, I couldn't understand you then. Last thing.
Priority,
okay.
It's just there in
2 days. It should be there. My wife said it should be there in 2 days, but we insured it.
8/26, 3 days.
Three days, 8/26.
Okay.
So you might have to sign for it, but, okay? But we love you guys, but remember, God loves you more. That's the most important thing.
Amen.
All right, talk
Amen.
To you soon.
We love
you. Bye-bye.
Family.
Amen.
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 Now, where are you going? Oh, yes. Yes.
Read it, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Let's see.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Ms. Callender, we thank you so much for all that you contribute to the body of Christ as well. To all
Amen.
Of
us. Yes.
We are one in Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 God bless you. I mean,
bye. Bye. God bless you.
Bye. We'll talk later on.